it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Not long ago, I was living with my two friends. I had been single for several years and wasn't even dating at the time. Both of my friends had serious girlfriends, which usually made me feel worse about being the only one without a significant other. One weekend, both couples went away for the weekend and I was alone at the house. Usually it didn't bother me that much, but for some reason, this weekend I was really sad about being single. I was depressed and low and was feeling trapped in my head. I decided to do the one thing that made me happy at the time, and that was eat an entire buffalo chicken wing pizza. My plan for Saturday night was to eat my grief and sorrows away. I ordered my pizza, and 40 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. When I went to grab my pizza, I was instantly annoyed. The delivery driver was one of my roommate's friends. Well, friend is a strong word. He was a semi-decent acquaintance of my roommate, and I don't actually know what his real name is. Everybody just called him Z. He was that sketchy guy that every friend group knows.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. He always showed up at parties with questionable people around him, and he was always in trouble with the cops for something. This guy had a brush with the law for just about everything you can think of on a minor scale. Z was smiling when I opened the door, but the smile faded away when he saw that it was me. He asked if my roommate was home so he could say what's up, and I explained to him that he was out of town and it was just me for the weekend. Z nodded a little bit at the front door, and he tried making some small talk with me, but I was very dismissive and kind of short with him. While he was talking, I noticed that he was looking past me, into the house. It was a very weird interaction, but then again, Z is a weird guy, so I didn't think much about it. I rudely said bye and just shut the door on him. I wasn't in the best mode to begin with. I didn't like Z, and more than anything else in the world, I just wanted to eat my pizza. I eventually ate the entire pizza and spent several hours playing my Xbox. A little after 1 in the morning, I thought I heard a noise coming from outside of the house. I was in my bedroom, which was on the driveway side of the house, and I thought that I could hear the sound of movement or shuffling coming from outside. I looked out the window and I didn't see anything. I assumed it was my mind just messing with me since I wasn't in a great head state. I tried getting back into my game, but after I heard the noise, I just had that nasty pit in my stomach, and it wasn't from the pizza. It was just the feeling that something wasn't right. I went into the kitchen to get something to drink, and I could hear noises coming from the back of the house now. This time, I knew it wasn't my mind. I could clearly hear movement and shuffling coming from the backyard. I gingerly walked to the back of the house, which is where my one roommate's bedroom is located. His door was closed, but I felt like I could hear something behind it. I put my ear to the door, and it was clear as day. Something was going on in that room, and I knew my roommate wasn't home. I opened the door, and like a deer in headlights, Z, and I assumed his girlfriend, were trying to, and nearly successfully, breaking into my roommate's bedroom window. I yelled at him, called him out, and Z, who at this point has completely crawled through the window, was putting his hand up in a defensive position and telling me to calm down. Z looked calm, but the girl he was with looked like a ghost. Z tried telling me that my roommate said it was okay for them to stop by. They were just trying to borrow a DVD. When I asked him why he didn't use the front door, he said that he didn't want to bother me. All while this conversation was happening, Z seemed to be inching closer to me, and his lady friend was slowly moving behind me. I didn't like what was happening, so as Z inched closer to me, I started to inch closer to the door. I looked up at one point and I saw him slowly reach behind his back, and that's when I turned around to run for the door, and the girl was standing in the doorway. Without thinking, I pushed her down and ran to my bedroom. I slammed the door, and Z started pounding on it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He was pleading with me that he was just there to borrow some stuff, all the while violently pounding on my door. I shouted that I called the police and that they would be here any minute. I didn't actually call the police by that point, but I just wanted to see his reaction. He started to curse at me under his breath, and then the pounding stopped. A few seconds later, I saw out of the window him and the girl running down the street. Even though it was late, I called my roommate and asked if he told Z it was okay to borrow some DVDs. My roommate was confused and said that he absolutely did not tell Z that he could borrow anything, and that's when I called the police. It wasn't long after the police apprehended Z for attempted break-in, and that night messed me up. I can't go to sleep now unless I check and make sure every door and window is locked, and as for Z, I'm not really sure what happened to him. After that night, he stopped coming around, and I never saw him at parties again. My roommate finally cut ties with him. I'm still terrified that one night he'll come back for me since I was the one who ratted him out to the police. I can only hope that he doesn't hold a grudge, and I really don't feel very good about that.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
I was looking everywhere, but I was unable to find her. God knows where she had gone. After looking almost an entire day, I started to feel worried about Maria. Maria and I had recently gotten married, and we were here in Los Angeles for a honeymoon trip. I met Maria a year ago when I was visiting the Philippines, and I instantly fell in love with her. She was the sweetest, kindest, and most unique girl I know. And as I got to know her, I fell more for her. She had the most beautiful eyes, which were shaped like almonds. She was wearing a knee-length skirt with a knitted shirt, and her curves were showing in the right places, giving her a well-defined body. Her voice was as soft as if she was playing a melody while talking. Slowly, we both fell in love with each other. I stayed there for about a year just to be closer to her, and then we decided to get married. It's been only a few days since we got married, and we came to Los Angeles for a honeymoon trip, but as soon as we got married, I started to notice changes in her behavior. It started to feel like she was a completely different person. When we were having romantic moments, she would space out, and sometimes it would feel like she was trying to recognize me. One day when I woke up, I found that she was not there. I called her, but she did not respond. And when even after 2 days she did not return, I started to lose my mind because I was unable to imagine her not being there with me. All kinds of scenarios started to cross my mind. I thought, what if she ran away from me? But she came willingly with me after marrying, and she looked so happy that we would be together forever. So what could have happened? Did someone abduct her? But she slept right beside me. I would have noticed if someone had broken into our room. All these thoughts were taking over my mind, and I started to lose my senses. The last conclusion I came up with was that she had run away from me because of her changed behavior patterns that I had noticed after our marriage. I guess she did not love me enough to imagine the rest of her life with me. I did not want to go back because I was still hoping that she would come back to me. So I rented an apartment there and started to look for her on my own. I lost my appetite completely and started to feel dizzy throughout the day. But then I thought, if something were to happen to me, and then she returns, what will happen to her? So I decided to eat something. That was when I saw a Domino's pizza outlet on the side of the street. I went in and ordered a veg-loaded pizza and sat in an empty seat on the corner. As I was waiting, I heard a familiar melodious voice that I could recognize anywhere. I looked around impatiently and noticed that she was there wearing the employee uniform and talking with a customer. I immediately went near her and said, "Maria, what are you doing here?" She looked at me with a look that broke my heart. It was the look of unfamiliarity, as if she was oblivious to my existence till now. "I'm sorry, sir, but who are you, and how do you know my name?" she asked with innocence in her look, as if it was our very first time meeting. I would have fallen in love with her all over again, but this time, it was just shattering my heart into pieces. I was her husband, and she was refusing to recognize me. And it did not look like she was doing it on purpose, because I could read her expression and her eyes that she really could not remember me. I decided to win my wife back and make her remember us at every cost. So at the time, I said that maybe I just mistook her for someone else. I ordered the largest pizza on the menu and sat there looking at her for hours. She was like an angel, and I wanted her back in my arms. I hated how other men were looking at her and were trying to make advances toward her, but I felt relieved by noticing her cold responses toward them. I came again the next day and spent most of my time there ordering pizzas and just staring at her. She noticed me and came closer. "Sir, is there something wrong? Why do you keep looking at me?" she asked me with an innocent voice. I wanted to tell her it was because she was my wife and I wanted to take her away that moment. But I held my inner thoughts and said, "It's just because you are so beautiful, miss. Like a delicate flower which people would want to protect." She blushed as I said that and turned her face away. She smiled lightly and returned to work. I felt like I was reliving those moments when we first fell in love. So I decided to do the same and make her fall in love again. So I started to come to Domino's Pizza every day and would look at her work for hours. She started to have small talks with me, and I could not help but notice her being flustered around me, which made me feel a bit relieved. Slowly, our small talk turned into long conversations, and we started to hang out. One day I asked her out, and we started to date. I was too eager to make her my wife again. So within 3 weeks of our relationship, I proposed to her. She was blushing through her ears like the first time when she said yes to me, and we decided to get married right there in Los Angeles. As soon as our marriage ceremony ended, I decided to take her home. We flew from Los Angeles to New York and finally reached our home. The thing that was making me more nervous was that her behavior was starting to change just like before. I was always scared and was always aware of her presence, and if she left my side even for a minute, I started to feel anxious. I couldn't even sleep properly, and one day, it happened. She was gone once again. I could not understand what was happening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So the first thing I did while looking for her was that I contacted every good doctor to know about her condition. But they all told me different things and that they needed to see the patient to know the exact cause. After looking for days, I went to a bar to drink. And when I was drinking, I could not stop my tears from flowing. That was when a woman came and asked me what had happened. I was so drunk that I told her everything. She held my hands and then released them in a sudden response. The love of your life is cursed. Someone had put her in a loop that triggers her as soon as she gets married. You need to get away from her life if you want to break this loop. Stop looking for her. She started to leave after saying these things. I called out multiple times, but she didn't turn back and left. "Who are you calling, sir?" the man serving the drinks asked me. "The lady who was just sitting here beside me." As I said this, the man looked at me with disbelief and said, "Sorry, sir, but no one was here. You've been drinking alone for almost an hour and a half." I was surprised and frightened by what he had just said. And that's when I remembered what she said about my wife. I exited the bar and went to my apartment. "What's your order, sir?" she said, looking at me, standing near the counter. She was wearing the uniform of Domino's Pizza and was smiling at me politely in an official manner. After looking for her in every Domino's Pizza outlet possible, I finally found her again. I guess that woman was right. She stuck in a loop, and I loved her too much to let her stay alone. So I decided to live in this loop with her, together.
I took a third job delivering pizzas in New York when I was 25. I had an order in one of these big fancy condominiums downtown. When you have to deliver something in these places, you have to tell the reception the address and confirm it with the resident, and then you can deliver the order. When I was clear, I started heading upstairs. When this young guy sauntered up to the front desk and caroused around the lobby, this was a Friday evening, and the lobby was abuzz from the people waiting for a night in the town. This guy was in business casual, and the only thing that made him stand apart was that he was wearing those gaudy visors, the one that those frat guys wore. He jokingly says, "Hey, that's my pizza. I will take it." To which I replied, "Fuck off, pal." I had heard this joke before, and it was especially common in business lobbies like this. That was probably the end of it, and I thought I would never see him again. But the tone of my voice, or the face with which I said it, seemed to have struck a nerve for him. As I was about to enter the elevator, he came up to me and said, "You think you can talk to me like that? Do you know who I am? Is this still a joke? What's going on here?" I still have several pizzas in my car, to which if I don't get in 5 minutes after delivering the pizza in the mall parking lot, the valet will have my car towed. I decided to ignore him, but he kept on talking and saying what he does to people like me, and followed me into the elevator crowded with other tenants. I thought this would make him shut up, but he became more agitated and said, "I know what kind of person you are." His eyes gleamed with hatred. He thrust his face in front of me, and I got the first clear look of his face. He was handsome, brown hair, blue eyes, and really white young guy. The crowd of tenants understood he wasn't joking. When he said that he could have me killed, he could do it himself too if he wanted. I told him that if he kept this up, I would call the authorities. My stop was on the first floor. He and I were the only ones to get off on that floor. I started looking for the apartment that I had to deliver to, and that guy kept following me saying stuff like that. He hated me and I was a cunt and all that stuff. I knock on a door and a middle-aged man opens the door. And I give him the pizza and the bill, and he pays me and motions towards the crazy guy asking if he will deliver with my friends. I said that I had never met him before and he was following me, and he may have been living in this building, to which the crazy guy said that he lived in that building and I was the one who shouldn't fucking be there. The guy with the pizza told him that he was harassing me and I was just doing my job. I thanked him and started walking back to the elevator, and now there was only one other guy in the elevator. To smooth things out, I asked him where he worked, as he was a good-looking young man, and he said that he worked at the Merc, the New York Mercantile Exchange. And I saw him on the busy trading force, shouting and signaling about commodities, and features flashed in my head. It made sense now. When we reached the lobby, I walked out and he stayed in the elevator, presumably to go to his apartment. When I walked out to the street, I asked the other guy who was with us in the elevator. Typical Wall Street behavior, huh? Sure enough, he says.
To give some context, every summer I would do some temp work for the company where my dad worked. It was an education company, so they always needed temp workers around in July and August time for all of the exam remarks that they had come in. It was my data entry work, but it suited me fine. And that meant I could earn a little extra cash while I was at university. I did this every summer from when I was 19 through when I was 23. And then I got another job at the same company for a bit after I graduated, but we'll get to that later. For now, all you need to know is that I was a reasonably familiar face there, and everybody knew I was my dad's daughter. The main downside of working there was that I'd clock off work at 5 p.m., but I'd have to wait for my dad to finish work since he was the head of an entire department, so he'd end up staying a bit later. Every day, I bring a book with me and sit in this little foyer area between his department and the department where I worked, since it had the most comfortable chairs. I must have been 22 years old when this happened, because it was the penultimate summer that I worked there. I had just had my hair cut short for the first time in my life, and I'd had it dyed red as well. I was sitting on these couches reading, when all of a sudden, this guy approaches me. Leon.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Leon tells me that he works in my dad's department, and he thought he'd come introduce himself. This is a pretty common occurrence for me, and I was aware of this guy. He was young and decent-looking, so a few of the women in my department had a crush on him. I was dating someone at the time, though, and I'd never actually seen him in person, but I could see what they saw in him. He got to chatting, and he mentioned that I changed my hair, so I told him about cutting it short, and he cut me off mid-sentence, as this is where it started to get weird. He said, no, first it was brown, and you didn't have a fringe, and then you went through that phase of curling it, then you put the fringe in its indicted red, after that, you dyed it purple. And now you had to cut short and data back to red. This guy I just met was describing over 2 years worth of hairstyle changes that I'd had. I felt creeped out, but it seemed like a nice enough guy. And I guess I'd worked at the company throughout the entire time, so it was reasonable to assume that he'd noticed me before. And that should have been the first red flag. He asked me if I had Facebook, and I told him that I did. So he said that he would add me. That seemed pretty normal. But then, after he'd sent the friend request, he asked me to get my phone out so he could watch me accept the friend request. I'm British, and it's therefore impossible for me to be impolite. So I got my phone out and showed him that I'd accepted it. I thought that might calm him down. Bear in mind, he wasn't a bad-looking guy, so I felt a bit flattered at this point that he was so keen on me. Then, sense of flattery dissolved real fast. After the Facebook thing, he kept asking me if I had MSN, and I told him that I didn't. I swear, throughout this conversation, he asked me if I had MSN about 4 times. Then the final time, he was like, please, can you get MSN Messenger so we can chat after work? It was like he had something really urgent he wanted to tell me, but I'd only just met this person. I kind of laughed and said how I hadn't used MSN since I was a teenager without necessarily rejecting him. Then he said something like, well, if you don't have MSN, then you have Skype. This seemed like the perfect opportunity to bring up my boyfriend who was a foreign student and went back to his home country during the summer. He was the only person I spoke to on Skype. I said to Leon how I didn't have my own Skype account, but I used my dad's Skype account to talk to my boyfriend. I really thought this might ward them off. I was wrong. Without missing a beat, he said, can you please just get your own Skype account so we can video chat after work? He said it like I somehow was inconveniencing him. Like this was something we'd agreed to do months ago or something. I had no idea how to react. So I just sort of smiled and laughed. Thank the heavens someone from my dad's department walked past at the moment. Was like, Leon, are you meant to be at your desk? He scurried off pretty quickly after that. But not before reminding me to get my own Skype account and sent him the details. I told my dad about the whole exchange in the car ride home. But all he said was that Leon was very friendly. And that a lot of women in his department liked him. So maybe I just misunderstood the situation. I thought he was probably right, so I tried not to let it bother me. Later that evening, however, I was on my computer doing university work when a message popped up on my face. Look, it was Leon on the message. Said was, we liked the same movies. I don't know what it was, but something about this message freaked me out so much. I decided not to respond and logged off Facebook, hoping that he would notice I had been online. The next day after work, I was sat in my usual spot when Leon comes over to me. His face was like thunder. At first, I thought he was having a bad day and was walking through the hallway. But my heart dropped when I realized he was walking directly towards me. Why don't you respond to your Facebook message? I was stunned. How was I supposed to respond to that? Who says stuff like that in real life? Lucky for me, I didn't have an opportunity to respond because he started off on this tirade. I'm not even kidding. He started listing all of the movies we had in common, and then he had seen on my Facebook profile Batman, The Dark Knight, Watchmen, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Fight Club. I just sat there watching him reel off all of these film titles. Once he was finished, all he said was, "It's okay, I forgive you." And then walked off back to his department. Over the next couple of weeks, he came and found me in my spot every day and talked to me, from the moment I sat down to the moment my dad came to get me. I don't remember many of the exchanges, but I do remember distinctly one day pretending to pick up my nose when I saw him coming to see if it would pull him off. It didn't. I got to the point where I'd get so stressed out after work that I'd go and hide in the toilets for as long as I could. But the women I worked with started to notice and think I was weird. Eventually, I broached the subject with my dad, and he gave me his car keys after my shift so I could go hide out in the car rather than the building. So I'm camping out in his car, and I'm still feeling quite tense. But after about 20 minutes, I start to feel at ease. Surely he won't come looking for me out here. Wrong. I looked over at the main entrance, and my heart drops. He is coming out of the door, and he's scrutinizing all the cars. I sank down as far as possible into my seat, but I wasn't fast enough, and he saw me. He comes rushing off and starts tapping the glass, so I open the door and ask him what's up. I didn't see you in your usual spot, but luckily the doorman told me he saw you come out here. Why are your dad's car? Again? What am you supposed to say to that? I told him I had a headache, so I had come out to the car to take some Persimmonitol and see if I could get some sleep. At least he respected that because he told me to feel better and left me alone. I breathed a sigh of relief, knowing that I was only going to be working there for a few more days before I had to go back to university. I told my dad about the car incident, and he gave Leon a talking to the next day. Leon would still come find me in the foyer, but he'd only talked to me for a few minutes in passing before leaving me alone, and there was a big relief. On my last day at work there, I was fully expecting him to do something crazy, but he didn't even come to chat with me that day. I left the office and thought that I would never see him again. I found out he was fired not long after I left the company that year because he kept coming into work late and then spent most of his time at work chatting with his coworkers and me apparently. Fast forward to January of 2014, and I was preparing to move to China for a position teaching English. I graduated from university, and I was working at the same company, but this time in a semi-permanent capacity. It was my last day of work, so I received quite a few gifts and some fuss from my coworkers. It was about 10 a.m., when who should I see walk through the door but Leon? He had been hired as an attempt to do the job that I had done for so many years. As soon as he walked through the door, he saw me and this flash of recognition crossed his face. I wanted to slide under my desk and die. It came walking over me and was all smiles, asking about how I was and why I was still doing at the company. I was at the point that one of my coworkers mentioned how I was off to China soon. Leon seized on that and started talking about his friend who was also interested in TFL. His interest seemed genuine, so I got to talk about how I got my TFL qualification, who I got it through, what company I would be working with for on China, etc., etc. We chatted for about 20 minutes and he wrote down some details for his friend and went off to work. At the end of the day, I was packing all my stuff to leave and a few of my coworkers were coming over to say their goodbyes. Don't get me wrong, the Leon incident aside, I had a wonderful time working at that time. Company and I had made a lot of great friends out of the corner. My eyes see Leon approaching, but I think, what's the harm?
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He says goodbye and wishes me luck on my new adventure. Then, as I'm literally walking out the door of the department, I hear him call out, "See you in China." For the first 2 weeks of my teacher training over there, I was like a hawk, keeping a constant lookout for this guy. He never did follow me out to China, but it still remains one of the creepiest encounters of my life.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.